Now, for those of you that enjoy a good laugh, the New Zealand International Comedy Festival with Best Words Mayo is returning to Auckland and Wellington. It's on from the 2nd of May to the 25th of May, with tickets going live and the program going live this morning at 10 a.m. But just to give us a little bit of a sneak preview of what's in store this year, we have joining us on the line Lauren Whitney, the Comedy Festival's Chief Executive. Kia ora, good morning, how's it going?
Kia ora, morena, I'm great. It's been a day yesterday of proofing everything and making sure we had everything right. It's quite a fun day in the office. Everyone goes a little bit insane, but it's great. We're ready to go.
Now, how's the festival lineup shaping up this year?
Oh, I'm really excited about it. I mean, I've been here for like 15 years now, so I've seen a lot of festivals, and I love it so much, which is hence why I'm still here, I guess. But so many cool new voices coming through too. So lots of ones that people will be familiar with, but there's some really interesting new people coming through they might not have seen before. I was thinking before, actually, a good way to kind of get a taste of what's happening is we have a Auckland Comedy Fest preview at Basement Theatre, and that's on the 30th of April, and it's hosted this year by Joel McCarthy, who's an up-and-coming comedian doing his first solo show this year. I've seen him a bunch of times, and every time I've seen him, he's just been hilarious. Not only his like material, but also his interactions with the audience. So he's a lot of fun, and he plays really well with other comedians in terms of like they have a lot of kind of fun and banter. So he should be really fun to host that. Also, we've got like Angela Dravid in that show. If you haven't seen Bailey Poaching and Anthony Crumb, you definitely want to give them a go. Bailey's been, last year went to Canada to film a show North of North, which is set up in the kind of Arctic Circle and around kind of an Inuk community. So that's really cool. I haven't actually got to see it yet because it hasn't been broadcast yet, but I am waiting. We've got Liv Parker, Chris Parker's little sister, but she won the Director's Choice a couple of years ago for her show, which was about that kind of like obsessive teen kind of love, a bit about Harry Styles and Twilight, but like just that you could totally like, I don't know, like I was like, I'm not into Harry Styles so much, but I was like, I do understand that teenage obsession, and it was real cool.
Now, this year marks the 32nd edition of the New Zealand Comedy Festival. You've obviously been with it for 15 years. How would you say the festival has evolved over the years? And what do you reckon is going to make 2025 stand out?
Well, I think there's heaps that's changed, actually. I mean, I think the diversity of the festival and the topics and things that are being discussed is so much more broad and eclectic in other ways as well. I was going through some old programs the other day and some things have changed, which was really good to see. You know, I remember some of those things in the 90s. I wasn't working there then, but I was watching comedy back then. And yeah, for me, there's some amazing things that have happened. I think we've got a lot of incredible voices coming through. And so I think you can probably find comedy that suits you really specifically now. I think you can really search that out. You can find a lot online. And I think going and doing a bit of research online, seeing who you like, seeing who's recommended, and then going and trying someone new, and I think you can find some really awesome stuff. For me, I think at the moment it's such a crazy world. I mean, you know, it's not only overseas, but here as well. It's pretty scary, some of the stuff that's happening. So I think it's really nice to kind of go into a room and see some alternative perspectives and have a bit of a laugh with people and connect again, because I think after COVID and being kind of isolated, and now we've got this really tumultuous and divisive kind of political environment, comedy can really call out some of that stuff, and you can feel like you're not alone in this sort of crazy bubble. I think if you're really into politics, Nish Kumar is one of, I think, the world's best kind of political satirists. He's here this year, so definitely see Nish. And then there's a lot of, like, I guess, great stories of people coming from Aotearoa as well. You know, I think that's a really exciting thing to see. So many cool local voices. The local program's really strong.
Two questions. First and foremost, I was just curious, just on the on the comedy that we're seeing this year at the festival. Do you think, are there any key themes or trends emerging in the festival lineup that you could elaborate on?
Yeah, I'm just thinking about that. Normally there's some really clear themes. I don't know. I'm trying to sort of think. I think we've talking a lot about, and I think this has been happening over the last few years, there's a lot of comedians talking about neurodiversity and their experiences, their lived experiences of that. I think that's really interesting. And I think even if you aren't neurodiverse, what you're seeing there is seeing different perspectives in the way that is coming out for different people and how that actually has been this incredible superpower for them. So I think there's been a lot of processing of some recent neurodiverse diagnoses and things like that. So I'm sure there'll be some more of that. I think there'll be a lot of speaking to what's going on currently around in this kind of political environment, both internationally and at home. I think we'll see some really interesting things around te tiriti and how I guess people are standing up for that and what it means to them. And I think there's some really what else? There's some really cool women doing some great comedy as well. And so I think a lot of women's experiences, which hasn't been quite so so prominent in comedy over the years and queer experiences, and I think people can really relate to that and see themselves on stage, which is nice.
Now the showcase is really good at the festival's really good at showcasing a mix of established and established names and up and comers. How does the selection process work for both the local international acts on the lineup, and how do you go about getting a good mix?
Yeah, so we have a programming team who are awesome, and it's a really collaborative kind of environment in our which is awesome. And so it's not just one person deciding, I guess, which is sort of often what people think. I think there's sort of like gatekeeper at the top of the hill. But essentially, we have a team who go out and see a lot of comedy, and so we're seeing kind of full length shows. The festival producer and I go to Melbourne Comedy Festival and try and see as much comedy as we can there. We have like Joel and Atash who are out at gigs all the time, so they're down at the Basement and the Classic and up at Goblin and all over the place. So that's kind of how we do it. We also chat to some people in the industry, check if there's any voices that they kind of know, any comics coming through that they've seen, and sometimes we'll pair people up if they're not quite ready for an hour show. We'll put them together and see how that goes for them.
Okay, nice one. Just to reiterate for everyone, the New Zealand International Comedy Festival is kicking off from the 2nd of May to the 25th in both Auckland and Wellington. People can go to comedyfestival.co.nz. Tickets and the program are officially live from 10 a.m. this morning, correct?
Yes, that's right. That all should be all turned on, ready to go at 10.
Okay, and so just strongly recommend people pull the trigger, check it out this morning, and if there's anything you want to go and see.
Yeah, I think what we've tried to do is put some more like ways you can search. We're going to have a little flip book loaded, so if you like that sort of old school program style, you can have a digital version and kind of go through it that way too. So there's a whole bunch of ways that you can look at the program this time. But the Auckland preview show, there's only like 100 tickets to that, so it's quite small, but it's definitely worth, because you'll get a real taster of like 10 comics who are all going to be around that sort of Basement queue space.
Excellent. Hey, Lauren Whitney, Comedy Festival's Chief Executive, thank you so much for chatting to us this morning. And looking forward to seeing the full lineup drop at 10 this morning.
Awesome, thank you.
Cheers, mate.